Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Previously we were discussing the ayat from Surah Dahar, Innal abrara yashrabuna min ka'sin kana mizajuha kafura, regarding the drink, the different drinks of the people of Jannah, etc. So continuing with the explanation of that, these ayat mention a few things which need some explanation. Number one, there would be fountains which the people of Jannah would cause to flow to any place they like. Mujahid rahimahullah explains that those fountains will flow to any point and in any direction that they wish. Qatada rahimahullah says that they will have drinks which have a mixture of kafur and are sealed with fragrant musk. And the water of the fountains will flow in any direction they wish. He also mentions that those people would have golden rods with which they will point to the direction in which the fountains should flow, and that will then happen. Qatada rahimahullah says, another meaning of this is the meaning of the part of the verse that says they fulfilled the oath means that they followed every order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why they have been called abrar, the pious. Mujahid rahimahullah says that the oath means a promise to do a good deed for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like fasting, itikaf, etc. Ikramah says it means spending to show thanks. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said that he had taken an oath to kill himself for the sake of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was busy with something else and could not properly attend to him. The man understood his silence as permission for completing his oath and got up and went to kill himself. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to know what the man was going to do, and he said, thanks be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created such people in my ummah who are so serious about fulfilling their oaths. And he ordered the man not to kill himself, but rather to slaughter 100 camels instead. Number three, the feeding of prisoners refers to those kuffar who had become prisoners in different battles. There were no Muslim prisoners at that time. When the feeding of non-Muslim prisoners carries such reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reward for Muslim prisoners would be far greater. Mujahid rahimahullah says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought the prisoners of Badr who were kuffar to Madinah Munawwara. 7 great sahaba, namely Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, Ali radiallahu anhu, Zubair radiallahu anhu, Abdul Rahman radiallahu anhu, Sa'ad radiallahu anhu, and Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, were very generous in spending money on their food, etc. The Ansar said, we fought those prisoners for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, and you are looking after them so nicely. Then these 19 ayat, beginning with Innal Abrar, were revealed, praising those sahaba radiallahu anhum who look after the prisoners. SubhanAllah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah, inshallah, astaghfirullah.